pretty good.
Give us the date.
April 6th.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's April 6th. We're having a meeting about the concrete at the pickleball court.
Come on, you're right here. This will warm it up for you.
We only got two bids.
Many chairs, though.
One was from the original contractor doing the other side of the pickleball court. They want the same square footage cost as they're doing the concrete for now.
Can we just clarify what we're here for? The question that we're here to discuss by the emergency meeting is whether it's prudent to spend the money to remove and replace the balance of the concrete under the Bowery while it's already partially torn up. Right?
Correct. Yep.
In lieu of, let me finish, I'm just thinking here. In lieu of an ADA ramp to take the old concrete in compliance with the new concrete, whichever way you want to look at it, and in lieu of the suggestion by Jones and DeMille to put a drain in for one area that's puddling that won't drain the rest of the defective concrete, by my opinion.
Like, yeah, and as I have looked at that, I walked it, and I thought, we don't have too many choices.
Right. I also walked it, and that concrete is in sad repair. I mean, it's in sad shape.
It's a liability.
It's not going to get any better.
No.
It's deteriorated and cracked.
I wish the old city council would have acted on Rod's suggestion then.
It was brought up.
I know it was
three times.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You were here for my explanation. They said, "Well, why wasn't it in scope?" Because I think the old city council wanted to be frugal and mind their pennies and only do what we had money in a grant for. Is the way I remember it. Because it was discussed. You guys brought it up.
That's somewhat true. This project was pushed, I believe, by a couple of citizens in there who were really adamant about doing it. They got the Lambda committee to donate $30,000, I believe. The city committed to around $40,000 for it. And it was supposed to be half of that building with new concrete all the time. It started out as a little cap on all of it.
Yeah.
And that was not going to work.
That would have been a mistake.
So then they brought it back, and so they're going to do half of it, and they were going to do some sand volleyball pits, and they were going to do some playground equipment. Jones and DeMille, like so many of the projects they worked on for us, came in and gave us a budget number that was well below what reality was. And so when we got the actual bids for it, you couldn't afford to do it all. And so we made the decision to go forward and not do the sand volleyball. And I don't know what the status of the playground equipment is in there, but I think that was one that was to decide as well. So that
it was sacrificed also,
in there. And so the pickleball court in there, when they walked away from the cap on everything, it was always just going to be that one half in there. And so we started bringing up, because I mean, we actually got some bids from, I don't know if we got really formal bids, but we got cost estimates from Jones and DeMille for whatever good that is. Of what it would cost just to put regular concrete, not pre-stressed, in the other side, not tension-wired stressed concrete in the other side. And I thought that we had a way to fund that, and it was brought up several times. And the mayor, the last time I brought it up, he says, "I think we have a path forward to do that." And that's where it got left.
Well, and I think what we've got here today isn't your proposal, Jake, that not only do we do concrete, but we bring in road base to fix the elevation so that we have a smooth surface, bring it to where it needs to be, and take care of it all at once. Eliminating the drain, eliminating the ADA stuff.
So do we bring it up and only do a 4-inch slab? but it would meet the same elevation.
So no more ADA ramp.
No more.
So don't worry.
So they want to
need one.
They want the same square foot price as their tension wire concrete.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.
There is no way.
Let the record show.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your bids that you've got?
Theirs just for the concrete work is 59.
Theirs is. Who is theirs?
The general or the contractor that's doing it now.
The ballpark.
He's already
the tennis park.
Tennis courts, park and tennis courts.
And he's 59.
He's your 1350 a square foot times 4400.
No.
So 59,000.
Yes. And then you're another $3.50 to tear it out.
Oh, so that does not include removal?
$3.50 a foot to remove it?
Probably doesn't include the road base either, does it?
No. They said that they would do it for the same square footage.
Wow. And so what's the other bid we've got?
Skyline Pole Building, Jeremy, is 56 to remove it and pour it, bring road base in, all of it.
56,000?
Yes.
Tell me his business name again.
How many yards of concrete is it?
Jeremy's.
Skyline Pole Building was 4,400 square feet. So that's 55 yards, right?
But Skyline's the whole job, huh?
Not yes. Kurt did tell him, he told both contractors he had a spot that they could dump the concrete up in the pit.
Give me that total one more time.
So how many yards of concrete does it specify on there?
Does he say how many yards? I got 55 in my head. What'd you get?
I didn't figure it
out. I got 55 in my head. I figured 80 feet.
And I've got one other bid coming in, too.
What? So how much was the bid for? 56?
Mm-hmm. 56, just flat out. From Skyline, he says, tear out old concrete and haul off, haul in road base and compact, prep for concrete, supply and tie all rebar, number 3, every 2 feet, on center, supply all concrete 4-inch broom finish, cut joints every 10 foot on square, haul off debris, includes the pump truck, machine time, skidder, and mini X, 4,400 square feet, $56,000.
The price of $1,018 a yard.
If it's 55 yards, does it say how many yards?
No,
it is?
But this is just this one. Well, I just did 80. What did you use to figure out?
I figured
80
per
yard. You say 80 around.
Technically, do the math. 4 inch.
Yeah. It comes out if you do the math 88, but I've always figured 480 to be safe.
Well, I've always just gone 80 plus.
There you go. Yeah. He's got 4,900 square feet. Well, oh, no. This is for the pickleball, so this isn't applicable.
Yeah, he's just...
So it's the same amount.
It's just the same square footage.
You know, $1,000 a square yard, or cubic concrete, for tearing that out, bringing fill material back in, and tying rebar like he's doing and everything, you're right there. I don't know.
Do we have the money to do it?
Well, we're not going to be able to put anything on in the bank from our building over at the cemetery, which I was hoping for. But we could donate that money to it.
So from the sale of the fire department, we can still get the cemetery building and cement and the cement for the Bowery. But we
and
don't have
30
any.
Don't we have 30 on the pickleball we have to cover?
Yes.
And cover the 30? So all those are covered without any additional loans or anything needed?
We netted 148, right?
I've got to make sure that's the case, but that's pretty close.
Is our part 30 or 40?
What's
I
that?
I thought ours was 40 and Lamb's was 30.
Yeah.
On the pickleball?
Yeah.
That was my understanding.
Yeah, it's 40?
Ours was 40.
Yeah, but I didn't think that.
The city was 40.
I thought when we netted it out, we were going to be about 30.
So
I know
we're going to be awful darn close to being.
Yeah.
And 36 for the shed.
Well, and we talked about some things that, you know, we were losing the sand volleyball or losing the others, so we wanted to reduce our city commitment as much as we could. We didn't know what that would be until the whole thing was.
And I still think both, well, the one's extreme, but the other one's still pretty high in my mind. Christensen called me the other day, and they want a bid on it.
Christian Ready Mix?
Yeah, and I wanted to say, as long as you don't use Christensen Ready Mix, you know.
You get your concrete somewhere else.
Yeah. But they still want a bid on it.
We're going to have enough money. We've got somewhere between 72 and 82 left over from the fire station. So we've got enough money. We won't have any spare, but we've got enough. But I think these guys are outrageously high. I think $17 a foot for tear out and replace on a job this big is outrageously high.
The only other thing I think we need to consider, my two cents, is time is of the essence. You've got them right now in a position where we need to act pretty quick if we're going to do it. Isn't that where Jones and Jamel is?
Whether or not we're going to do it, they have it on the schedule this week to pour the other in.
Yeah, to do the slope and the drain and everything else.
That's
the concern I have. I'm not saying overpay.
No.
Because we're in a hurry, but I do believe we need to make a decision.
And we got about 3 months for an IM day.
So.
So I think if we make the decision yes or no, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think everybody's of the decision that we kind of don't have a choice. We need to do it one way or the other. And we just got to get our bits down.
Well, are we in a position that I would be okay, even worst case scenario? And I would consider Skyline worst case scenario. And if we can get it less expensive than that, great.
Well, like I always tell my wife, plan for the worst and hope for the best, you know.
That's kind of my thoughts is, although I don't like $56,000, it's palatable if that's what we have to do.
Yeah. But I feel extremely confident we can get it lower than that.
I'm thinking somewhere in the
44,000
to
48,000.
And that's great. Yeah. Because I'm looking at cost per square foot on something that big. You know, if you pour your front walk to your house, it's going to cost you $30 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're paying short load and everything else. We've got 55 yards of mud coming in here. We've got 5 truckloads of mud and 1 pump, and I'm thinking it's in the $10 to $12 range. Tear it out and replace. That sounds terrible, but, and maybe I've been out of the business solidly for 2 full years.
I think your tear out is quite expensive. I mean, it's a pain in the butt.
Well,
that's not so bad, I don't think. There's no rebar in it.
No, but
there's
the
field
logistics
wire
to get it out of there and everything else.
Yeah.
You got all the wire around that side. You got to
$56,000 divided by 4,400 square feet is
$12.72.
Yeah.
And if I said between 10 and 12,
73.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but I think
if that's the case, are we in the ballpark?
I think we had to let Kurt have some latitude to go out and get a couple bids and get Christensen in. I personally think we need to approve it. Approve up to $50,000 tonight.
Approve it up to that.
Up to 56, the one we know we can get it done. That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mainly just need a yes. Like if you're going to do it, yes. Well, so we can tell Garrick, yes, we're going to do it. Have them stop where they're at.
I wonder if we get any discount from them not putting that drain in.
Well, the drain's in addition, remember?
That was
all to get back to us with price.
Right, that was all that
contingency
money.
In addition
to
plus a 20%.
And we know where that goes.
So that was the main thing.
So I have a question. Just kind of from a contractor standpoint, dealing with it and this kind of stuff. So when you tell him no, Is he going to come back and ask you what it's worth to you?
If he does, and he sharpens his pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, can you... Because he's sitting right there. I mean, he's already moved in. He already knows what he's up to.
He's mobilized.
The whole thing in there.
They would be the...
He's hooking you very hard.
I can't believe it.
If he comes back and do it for the 56, would you have him do it? While he's sitting right there?
Probably. Unless we can find somebody to come in and do it for, you know, 45. Or
right, but when you tell him, no, we're not going to do that, that's when he's going to say, well...
What's it worth to you?
Yeah.
He may or may not, but if he does, yeah, that's something. But tonight, we make the decision, yes, that'll be our worst case, Skyline, and then over the next week, I need to get two people that I'm thinking of to bid it, and one's Christensen. And the other one, I'm not sure, is big enough to pull it off, but so I'll take that back, because that's all we need is to have somebody have a problem with the concrete, because they can't handle it.
Well, those guys that know what they're doing with the pneumatic screed and stuff, it's so slick. Can I make a motion?
Yeah, sure.
Please do.
I'd make a motion that we approve in this emergency meeting the balance of the Bowery to be torn out, concrete torn out and replaced, including road base, compaction, concrete, rebar, minimum number 3 on 2 foot centers, and finish, not to exceed $56,000. Did I get them all?
Well, you got the number right.
Well, there's everything else, I think.
Okay.
I'll second.
There's a motion. Carrie, second.
Any other discussion?
Yeah. All in favor? Carrie?
Yes.
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 Jake?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries.
How's the citizenry feel?
That's about double what Jones and DeMille said they thought it would be if you went in and did it.
And our experience has been, we come up short.
They have come up on the short side on every single thing.
The other thing they want an answer on is the fence. What do you want to do with it?
They want.
I know they talked about putting the fence underneath the eaves last meeting.
Yeah.
They just want to know what you guys can, what you want to do.
Well, that's what I.
All fence come down.
Turk suggested that, but then he's like, yeah, I'll at least put up like a 4 foot fence to keep the balls in.
Let them chase them. In all honesty, that sounds harsh, but.
What was my comment? When?
Yeah.
Mine was if you get the kids on the dirt bikes and the four wheelers that I see every day.
No, I think there's some value to that, to something there. But does it have to be done right away?
They're going to pour the outside of the footing.
What the other thing I have seen on some of these pickleball courts is they have netting. Would the netting from pole to pole accomplish the same thing as a fence? And that's kind of that windscreen netting that's there. Does that do us? Is that less expensive than a fence, or is it any better?
I don't know if it's any better or not, but I kind of feel like we need to keep the security as much as we possibly can.
One question:
keep the bikes and
who's going to go open and close it at the hours that you're going to run?
Thank you.
A lot of people use it.
Yeah. If it's open till 10 o'clock at night, who's going to lock it?
One suggestion I heard was to only let the lights come on until 10 o'clock p.m. Nobody's going to be able to play in the dark.
Yeah.
You can put them on a timer,
bam,
10 o'clock, the lights go off.
I think that was the comment, put them on photo cells.
But I don't think we're ever going to stop the ATVs and the motorbikes unless you actually put up a gate and lock it. And if you don't want to lock it every night at 10 and open it at 6, then you take all the fence down completely.
I tend to agree with Bond that where there's a will, there's a way. And rather than have things destructed and torn up and people getting hurt, I'm not sure we don't make it easy.
Well, taking off the fence, you're going to eliminate the fence slash ladder to the kids climbing on the roof. It's been an ongoing problem because they climb the fence.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm...
So what about cameras in there?
Who's going to watch them? Who's going to enforce it, though?
Well, they record the police department. And then if you have a problem, then you can go back to it. You're not going to be able to prevent anything with a camera, but you can catch the culprit and deal with it on the backside.
I think there could be some value to the screen, the windscreen, and potentially keeping the balls in play there. But
it won't be security.
But it's not going to be secure.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, yeah.
But it would be hard to get four-wheelers through there.
Well, they're going to go through
the gate. You'd have to really try.
Mm-hmm. We've got double wide gates on there.
Well, and I think maybe I'm naive, but until it's a problem, is it a problem?
Let's not go searching out a problem.
Right. Let's not create something just because of the what if.
And if we need to add the windscreen, I like that idea, though. That's an easy thing because you order it up. You order it online for very inexpensive, and they sew it to your width and put the
city
hinge on it.
Kurt can put it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to cost us an arm and leg to do it. I think that's an economical way to...
If we need it, yeah.
Has anybody ever used that? I've never used it before or bought it.
I've used it for my dog running lately.
The mesh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much it costs?
Not anymore, because I bought like 10 foot.
I saw it over... I went over to the hardware store the other day and noticed it in Moroni. That's what they've got around. But they've got it up against the fence, too. And I just don't know that they need
those. And this, you'd order it online, and they put a sleeve at the top so you can run a wire through it.
Right.
And you'd want to run the wire through it.
Clip that wire from your eave periodically.
Or 4 feet high.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going to do. Yeah.
Aren't you keeping the
gravel?
What
the price was, I know
they've got room.
I heard that's me to figure out what it cost to build those, and I looked up to make it for the city, but I didn't feel I could get it done in time for land days, but I forgot what the price was. I can get it.
Well, let's leave this till I think what Rich said is smart.
So they need to know anything about the fence here pretty soon?
They're going to pour the outside concrete around the footings. I think that's where they was going to either move it or...
So it sounds to me like the consensus is take it out?
No fence.
That would be my vote.
What do you think, Tim? You'd be the one that would have to lock it every night. You live the closest.
That's right. But I got to have something. They do what they used to do in Moroni. I'm sure they don't have somebody come down at 6 and 10 and unlock them. I don't know. Or even if they have locks on, I don't know. But they have something. You got something.
So if it's not secure, then why have the fence?
Keep the balls in.
Keep the balls in.
Then if we need it, and we put up the sun spits, sun mesh.
But we should put that wherever they put their foot.
Or don't you just have really professional type pickleball players that are not
Fountain Green's known for that, right?
Mm-hmm. I think our world champion came out of here, didn't he?
I think, and I'm just guessing, the Moroni ones is just a gate. There's no lock on it or nothing. It's just a man gate. I mean, you could still get a motorcycle through there, but you're not going to get a four wheeler.
There's a way.
Ours will go through.
It's
a double.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, it's a double.
Because they're pulling out
the
float all the time, in and out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, but we're parking the float somewhere else.
Yeah, that's why you're doing the city, you're going to put it in the city building,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have the stuff out of the maintenance shed now in the cemetery. So
well,
that's kind of...
They usually, for the talent show, bring in bleachers,
yeah,
which wouldn't fit through the...
Single gate. It's got to go through the double gates. Yeah, we've got
to
keep the double gates.
If we had a fence...
The double gates could be on the side of the pickleball park.
It's right in the middle, on this east side.
Okay, here's the gates. If we put a post right there in the middle... Close enough so you couldn't get a four-wheeler through, you could still get bikes and stuff.
Like a bullard?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That you can pull in and out or bolt it in or something. Then we could close the gates, not worry about locking them up, but you couldn't get a very big, you know, four-wheeler.
You still have open. And, I mean, I see somebody's into the grass area south of the school once in a while. I never see them ripping around in there. They might cut across and go do something in there and play soccer or whatever, but I never see them in there ripping around with, you know, like it's kids and whatnot. And I don't know that we have anybody in the park now doing donuts and ripping around.
I didn't notice any tracks.
Yeah, so
over there.
No, like
I'm just on Amazon.
I don't know that it's a problem yet.
And I mean, a 6x50 green privacy windscreen fence is $50.
A buck a foot.
Well, isn't the fence included in the bid that they originally had?
No.
Oh, it's not.
That's more money we'd have to come up with for a fence.
I think we hold that in abeyance, see if we really need it. But the fence comes down. And they pour the apron.
You
know what you're going to be asking about is pouring that apron.
Yeah, pour fence posts and everything else. That's right. I mean, you got a top attachment point if you need it. I mean, it's easy.
If you want a fence.
So I think what we're saying is let's leave it out for now. Make that decision when we find out.
Let's get everything else done.
Yeah,
let's get the, I think it's more important we get the concrete taken care of, we get the pickleball court finished, we get the landscaping back to where it needs to be, and use it and find out.
So with the current fence, the existing fence that Kurt didn't take down, that'll need to come down in the near future.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know about you guys, but you know, I've lived here for... This is my sixth year, and I've hardly ever, the only time I've ever seen that being used is during lamb days, and if it's not locked up, do we have a chance for it to get utilized a little more?
It's been locked up.
That's the problem, it's been locked up.
Yeah.
They're protecting the float.
Right, well that's what I'm saying. Yeah, this may be our chance. Actually, you
allow some people in there.
I think, you know,
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
You need to concrete the other end like you're doing in there and put some basketball hoops up.
And yeah.
The kids play
basketball. That's a great idea.
Let Kim.
I said the reason it's locked up now is there used to be basketball hoops on both ends of that.
Okay.
And those rims and stuff just got torn to pieces from kids coming in.
And from what I understand, it didn't take very long to do it either.
I don't doubt that. But we, as a city, we can afford a $300 lifetime basketball standard if what a wonderful problem to have if they get abused because of use personally.
Well, and abuse cycles in there. You have kids that tear stuff up and then they cycle out.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, and I think what a wonderful use of the park. Here we're doing the pickleball for the kids and for the people.
No, it's for old people like some of us around this table.
And add some basketball. And
make it available.
You know, I don't even care if they paint up, I don't know, hopscotch or foursquare or whatever, and let them just use that as an activity center.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
We need to do something for the kids.
You could do cornhole tournaments.
Right,
in there.
Exactly.
You got all kinds of crap in there.
Yeah. Cornhole is going to be a lot easier.
Paint off cornhole.
Yeah, exactly.
They just line them up and
just put your box on, and then nobody can argue. Oh, that's not 10 foot. No, yeah, it is.
Is the pickleball court just paint, or is it like a? My understanding is like a felt or something.
No,
got tore up.
It's just. I think it's just painted lines.
Yeah.
Right, but you got the whole other half that you can do.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. I'm just saying if it got tore up, if you had to replace the whole thing.
No.
No, I think there's a good chance to make that a usable facility.
One other thing, too, we're going to have a more than likely a new police force that will be able to make rounds all through the night for any problems that may arise, that we could have them park there for a little while to keep, let kids know that that's not there to be vandalized, you know. Because all I'd have to do is pick up one kid.
A word will get out, yeah.
And the word, yeah. The word will get out the next day or so.
And you already have cameras that feed in to, I mean, EPS Design helps you put in cameras that record when there's a problem. He does the EPS also does the outdoor if you wanted to look at something like that that would just feed into a closed system and you just use it if you need it. And sometimes those cameras, they stop a lot of the activity that...
You put up the signs, this place is under surveillance.
Yeah.
In our old office building, we had one public entrance, and in English and Spanish... We had a double push bar on it, English and Spanish, at the push bar. It said, look up, you've already been recorded. And I had a ding. And I had a camera pointing. It was like from here to the wall. And I mounted a TV screen up there. They'd push the door open, ding, read it, English and Spanish. They'd look up, and there's their face. Not one security issue.
Well, our house in Taylorsville, because of... who I'm married to, we had four different kinds of cameras that were all in beta test, so the whole front of our house looked like a security system. Everybody's cars would get broken into besides our neighbors and us.
I think we've all noticed that since Ring doorbells and whatnot, that doorbell ditching has stopped. You know?
Unless you get a cranky old man who shoots the poor kid.
Yeah, that's not good. But yeah. At any rate...
I'm sorry to spoil that, but the point is well taken.
Yeah.
Okay, so we leave the fences down?
Yes.
Okay.
But I still think you need
the net.
The net.
Yeah.
Well, my note I put down, hold any new fencing of any kind in advance.
Yeah.
Like you said, let's see if we really need it.
If we need it, I would be a proponent. I don't know that we need to go all the way up.
Right.
Just do a 4-foot fence around it if we need it. And that would hold the balls in and make it easy. Okay. And it would keep the four-wheelers and the motorcycles off, but you would still be able to use the place.
Mm-hmm. And over in Moroni, they have basketball hoops, but they don't have nets on them. And then there's big signs behind them that say no hanging, or I don't know what it's called they have a formal name for it, but I'm not a sports person, so. And they still have theirs.
Well, those two behind the old city building are still there.
Yeah.
They were there in 1941, I think.
Do we need to discuss the police department? Or
it was
no,
on the agenda.
Was that on the agenda for today? No.
But it will be on council night. At 6 o'clock.
So it'll be in the public hearing before the council.
Yeah, Chief Gray. Can't remember. Gray is his first name or last name? Do you know?
I think it's his last name.
Is it? Yeah, okay. Chief Gray is going to be there. He's called me 2 or 3 times.
Who covers Wales?
They kind of do. That's exact words, because they're not formal. But they cover it if there's a problem.
So the sheriff doesn't have the agreement either, then?
Wells is kind of on their own.
Vigilantes.
Yeah.
They're pretty rowdy out there, I hear. Yeah, I talked to Jared meet the candidate, and I asked him, I said, how do you feel about Moroni pulling out? He said, it's their business. He didn't have any hard feelings, but he said it worked out really good because he said, coincidentally, I had a deputy quit, and I won't replace him. He said, what happens if Fountain Green pulls out? Then I got to do some rebudgeting. That's all he said. But he didn't have any harsh feelings about it at all.
No, I've been told that they really don't care, one way or the other.
Well, that's why I asked who's covering Wales, because they wouldn't want to cover us all these miles in between if Wales wasn't a pass-through for them, a revenue pass-through for them.
Wales will be in case of problems.
Are we adjourned?
Somebody needs to.
I would make a motion that we close this.
Can I bring one more thing up? After last city council, I had several people ask me what we're doing with Castleman. And so the word's already out, and I was told he was hit with a major fine.
No.
Really?
No.
I haven't heard that one.
Again, guys, I hate to do this
we
to
can't
you.
Do it. That's not
you can't.
Answer.
There's too many of you here. You can't discuss
this. This is not the scope of our emergency meeting.
Yeah, it's not part of the meeting.
That's fine. I just, it was interesting how it was asked of me by several people.
And in all honesty, you can say there's been, to my knowledge,
no
decision and no discussion in any of our meetings other than what was in city council.
I said, I don't know what happened.
And that covers you, in all honesty. And that's the way we need to handle it. With the rumor mill around here is crazy.
I would make a motion that we close this emergency work meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Yes.
Let it be closed.
Thanks, guys.